let's talk about evolution. Well, actually, let's talk about mutation. I'm curious about how many changes does it take to make something really different to, you know, to say, okay, this evolved from that. Is that one change, one little thing, or is it a whole, you know, thousands of years of incremental?
Yeah, it's once you start looking at the topic, you realize it's a pretty complicated thing, and people specialize that, make their whole profession just seeing what is a mutation and what are its effect on living things. And maybe like a common stereotype people might have as to how things mutate and change over time is you might think of maybe a cartoon superhero who is exposed to radiation and suddenly becomes the Incredible Hulk or something like that.
Yeah, right, right. Or lightning bolt or, you know, is it something like that? Huge impact.
Well, that kind of thing wouldn't really work because if you got hit by a lightning bolt or something that makes mutations and it hit you personally, you probably would have many different changes through your body and they wouldn't be coordinated and all give you just green skin and big muscles and stuff like that. The way it affects evolution is when it affects the cells that you pass on to your offspring, it'd be the sperm or egg that would do that.
Otherwise, it's just some little funny thing about you.
You might call it a cancer or something like that or some kind of damage, you'd say. Whereas if it affects those cells that get passed on, then you'd say that could affect evolution. And then you might not even notice it in your own self. It'd be something that would show up in your kids.
Right, right.
But then your question about, you know, how much does it take?
Yeah.
It would have to be something that keeps you from looking much like the other species that you came from, but especially if you couldn't interbreed with them. That would be the main definition of when you become a new species.
Uh-huh. Right.
And there are a lot of ways that could happen. One of them is just change the number of those chromosomes in your cells. Those are the strands of DNA with lots and lots of genes on them. And we've got about 24 in each of our cells as a set, and then double sets of those. But it depends on different species have different numbers of those chromosomes or strands of DNA. And when the cells are fertilizing or lining up for cell division, if the numbers don't match and line up just right, the whole process just falls apart.
So you can have a lot of varieties of, say, birds or something that can interbreed, but when you get to that point where they can't reproduce with each other, you know, I mean, they split off.
Right.
And that's a new species.
So there was actually an interesting study that looks like we may have had that happen in our own history as human beings, too. Just a simple thing like that that didn't really change your genes, but it just changed the assemblages of the genes and how they're packaged in your cells. It turns out we've got one less chromosome in our cells than chimps do, which would be our closest.
So when they say, like, we're 99 point whatever, the same as chimpanzees genetically.
Yeah.
Is it that one thing?
Well, so that's if you just looked at the genes we have, not on how they're packaged on these chromosome strands, but just, you know, they're not all that different. We've got most of the same kinds and stuff, but and some slight differences. But the big difference is how they're packaged. And it turns out the chimps have their assemblage of little chromosomes plus two short ones. We've got an assemblage of chromosomes and one long one in the place of those two shorties.
Huh.
And a recent discovery looks pretty certain that what we've got is two of the shorties that just stuck together and made one long one.
Oh, my gosh. Which could happen just kind of accidentally one time?
It would count as a mutation. It's not all that uncommon. Pieces of those chromosomes can break off and rearrange and move elsewhere and stuff like that. And in this case, it didn't really hurt any genes. It just did affect how cells might fertilize each other, how they would divide later and turn into an embryo or something like that. And it was pretty neat sleuthing because it turned out these chromosomes have special little sections on their tips that are distinctive, and you can tell they're just from the tips. And we've got them on the tips of our long chromosome, but also two of them in the very center right next to each other. Stuck together as if it was the tips of two short chromosomes.
So
that could have been the split then that sent chimps and humans in two separate evolutionary directions.
Wow, fascinating. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation. dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.